This is the Uptick Network Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by InvestorsHangout.com. Penny stock news and interviews from the microcap world. Public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world. With your host, Everett Jolly.
On today's show, we have a returning guest. I'm super excited to have him back on the show. He is John McCann. He is the CEO of Mace Security International, Inc. Well, what they do, they have their electronic surveillance company with products and personal defense products. John, I thank you for coming on the show. I know you're a busy guy.
Thanks a lot for having me, Everett. It's great to be back. It's great to talk to you.
You know, let me ask you this. Security business in general, with the changes in the White House and Congress, what does that mean for your company's future?
Everett, thanks. And it's twofold. We're seeing a lot of growth and opportunities, especially overseas, with a lot of the changes that have happened both in our domestic government and what's happening in Europe and other places in the world. Domestically, because of, you know, we call it the trifecta, if you would, that the Republicans now own the House, Senate, and the executive offices, that less guns are actually purchased, which is, you know, is not great for us because we're in a lot of gun shops, but it also opens up the door for a lot of less than lethal products, both on the law enforcement side and on the gun owner side. So we're actually pretty bullish about it. You know, we're hoping that this government can really push forward, do some of the things that they brought in, the changes that they want to see. Then also on the law enforcement side, we really would love to see the continuum of force being used a little more often in the different municipalities. When, you know, the continuum of force is what every officer is trained on, from hand gestures to pulling their weapon, and Mace, because of our batons, our handcuffs, and our defense sprays, we fit perfectly into that continuum of force before they feel lethal methodologies are needed. They have a plethora of opportunities to use a Mace branded product in between.
You know, I was looking over your revenues over the weekend. 2015, you did over $7 million. 2016, you did over $9 million. And the reason why I'm asking these questions and bringing that to the forefront is, where is the growth coming from? Can you talk about particular products where the growth is coming from?
Sure. No, it's a great question. So really, it's threefold, if you would. Our defense sprays, our pepper spray business, has been doing very nicely. It's getting wider distribution on the consumer side. So more and more, you're seeing, like, Dick's Sporting Goods, for example, that's a great partner, expanding their offering of products, reaching out from the lodge where their hunting and fishing products are to the front end, where a lot of moms or dads are shopping and pick us up as a convenience. So we're seeing a nice uptick there. Then on the law enforcement side, because we recreated our Mace Tactical Solutions in 2015, we're picking up a lot of departments, law enforcement departments that are buying a lot of products. Then we've expanded. So today we have personal alarms. So if you don't want to carry a defense spray product, you can carry a personal alarm product from us. We have electronic surveillance, as you had mentioned, both home security, office security, simple products that you can use to defend yourself or protect your loved ones in your house. And then also mobile security, a Mace 911, which we partnered with a company called HTC in New York, where they had the technology, we had the brand name, we put together, and it's a great mobile device that allows you to hit one button and it'll call cell phone agnostically. So it'll use any cell provider in the area, bounce off the closest tower to where your location is, and provide you security because it goes right to the 911 operator in your town. So whether you're in Sacramento, California, or Cleveland, Ohio, or the Bronx in New York, you can reach a 911 operator right where you are. So we're seeing both a growth in our defense sprays to law enforcement and to consumers, and then in these new products and these new ranges that we've extended the great Mace brand name to.
Is the revenues coming from domestic or more from international?
Last year we had a nice uptick, and so about 15% of our total revenues came internationally, which doubled from a year prior, and we expect that trend to continue. And then about 85% came from domestic, with a 70-30 split into consumer and law enforcement. So 70% into consumer and about 30% into law enforcement. But Great uptick in our international sales, and we see that continuing.
And no pun intended.
Yeah. That's right.
Washington.
Well, uptick's a great name, right?
Washington Lab acquisition. I want to talk about that for a second. What does that mean for Mace?
So we're really excited. Washington Labs was a natural extension off of what we were doing at Mace every day of the week. Washington Labs was a great provider of quality products to a lot of clientele across the world. So what it does for us is, A, it gives us more efficiency in manufacturing. So now we are the largest manufacturer of defense sprays in the world. B, it gave us some registrations both in Canada and the United States on the EPA side for some animal repellents that are coveted, if you would, because the EPA, being the EPA, they do a great job, but they run out of time in the day to do everything they need to do. We bought a couple of EPA registrations for bear spray, for example, that will both help us expand in the United States and internationally, and people don't realize they're milder winters, climate change, whatever you want to call it, bears are more active than they ever been. You take California, for example, there's over 900,000 bears in California. And as the expansion moves into, you know, higher elevations, mountainous areas, different areas, you know, we're kind of moving into a bear territory. And a 22 is not going to stop a bear, but it can have Mace brand of bear spray, can stop that bear. So it gave us a great entree into that, and we bought the Guard Alaska name, which is a great name in bear spray, one of the traditional bear spray brands in the marketplace. And then the third thing is that it really helped us now partner with some other folks and have a dual branded strategy. So now we can be a little more aggressive on our price points, and then we still have the Mace brand for higher price points. So for both law enforcement and our consumers, we can offer a variety of solutions that we can produce here domestically in the United States that solves a lot of issues and needs and gives that peace of mind that we're all about.
You know, including myself and probably my listeners, we probably don't know a lot about Washington Labs. Can you give us a little update what their revenues were?
Yeah, so they were just about little under $2 million. We expect to get about a 20 to 30% growth off of that on top of it. So as you stated, like our $9 million that we did in 16, we think we'll be up significantly from that, like almost into the $12 million range in 2017, not only because the acquisition, but because some of the other things we're doing at Mace. And then Washington Labs is, you know, soon after Mace started, so Mace was founded in 1965 when Alan Littman feared for the safety of his wife and created the first chemical Mace. And you fast forward to today, we were 91% satisfied, very satisfied with our products, 85% brand awareness, 51% market share. Now with the Washington Labs, we think we're going to uptick on all those. Now, excuse my pun again, but uptick on all those because, A, they're a quality producer. So for us, it's very important that the product you buy from me works 100% of the time, 100% of the time you need it to work. B, that now we can be dynamic in our pricing because we have some capacity, and now we can look at potentially hitting some of those $10 retails that we had balked at in the past. And then C, this expansion into animal and defense sprays will really be a natural fit. And we're seeing a lot of growth, right? So in the U.S., I think it's close to $40 billion are spent on pets. And so now it gives us an opportunity.
Wow.
Bear spray, muzzle, which is a dog repellent, some other products that are EPA approved, EPA, you know, dog pet friendly, that allows you to walk your dog without fearing that dog across the way is going to attack your dog or attack you because they get a little animated. Little whiff of Mace branded muzzle, you know, will take that angst out of the other dog, and it gives you peace of mind that you can, you know, do what you want to do without fear of, you know, the other guy's dog. Or quite honestly, coyotes have, you know, tripled in population since they've become protected, and it's becoming a problem, especially in Arizona and some other states where
absolutely
coyotes are now, you know, they don't really attack humans, but, you know, a little chihuahua, that's lunch for a week. And so, you know, these are things that we're looking for remedies to solve.
Let me ask you, since we're talking about M&A a little bit, do we see any more of that going on in 2017, or are we just going to hold course?
Yeah, no, we're pretty excited because I think we've created now a platform of safety and security that we are going to look aggressively at some other opportunities in the marketplace. There's a lot of smaller producers that don't have a brand name but make a good quality product, and kind of our analysis is our doors open. If it's a good quality product, it makes sense, it fits a niche into the marketplace, we're definitely open to talking and looking at what we can do, because our brand name is so well known and renowned that it's almost a perfect fit, you know, but it has to be the right company too that we would look at. We want to stay in the safety security. We want it to make sure that it makes sense. We want to have a value added proposition with the product that we'd go after. And if you put all those together, I think there's a lot of opportunities for Mace to look at acquisitions into the future and kind of create more value for our shareholders, and also, you know, build out this platform so we continue to be that number one name in safety and security.
Absolutely. If you want to know more about the company, or if you think that you have a synergy that fits with this company, you can get in touch with them at www.mace.com. My guest today is John McCain. He is the CEO of Mace Security International. They trade on the OTCQX under the ticker symbol MACE. So what does the future hold? I mean, you give us a lot of forward statements. You gave us some stuff in the past. Where do we go from here?
Well, at Mace, I continue to be excited about where we can go. We're still looking. We're still growing. Like as you had mentioned, Mace.com. I'm John at Mace.com. We are definitely interested in talking to other people about products that bring safety and security into people's homes. And for us, it's constantly bringing value, both value to the consumers and value to our shareholders. And I think 2017 will be another year where both our shareholders and potential shareholders will be delighted with what we're doing. And as you mentioned, the last time we talked, I think, Everett, I was on the Pinks. Now we've moved up on the OTC and, you know, potentially looking at other marketplaces to move up again. So I think really opportunities abound. The brand name is tremendous, and we're going to continue to work hard to show value, and value to our consumers is important, that price points, products, and innovation continues, and then for shareholders to constantly look at that and not only bring in revenue, but protect that bottom line.
Absolutely. Market cap just a little bit north of 24 million, stock price around 40 cents. You know, we have real companies with real CEOs come on our show. We're not a pump and dump company. You know, John is a great CEO, is one of the hardest working guys on the OTC markets. I wish you nothing but continued success, and I want to thank you for coming on the show.
Oh, hey, thanks. It's always great to talk to you, and I appreciate your team reaching out and being thoughtful in their approach. And like you said, you bring on real CEOs. I'm a real CEO, and this is a great way in a couple minutes to talk about the company and talk about people that are interested in promoting, not pumping, but promoting the product so people know that it's out there, and this is great for us. So I thank you, too.
The following program is entirely sponsored and produced by Uptick Newswire LLC, which is responsible for the following content. The opinions and information provided on today's show are those of the guests and of those of the respective companies they represent, and does not necessarily reflect those of the staff or management of this station. Uptick Network encourages all listeners of the show to do their own due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that'll work for them, or to seek the assistance of an investment professional. The guests of today's show may have paid to appear on the show and are not directly affiliated with Uptick Network or this station.